All right, here we go. Hey, Tribe. It's KR. You might have heard me on here before on KXFM Laguna Beach. I was back in June. They had invited me to play an hour, and now they've invited me back again. I'm so glad. And anyway, this time I'm going to do a little bit of a departure from what I did last time, which was a show I dedicated to my sister, Monica. This time, I'm going to go ahead and play some peanut butter and jammy songs from the early 70s. I spoke a little bit about memories of driving through town in Laguna in the 70s and kind of the songs that inspired me from that era. And so let's go ahead and start with Robert Palmer, Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. And I'll tell you a little bit about that song when it's over. little bumpy start there, but that was Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley by Robert Palmer. A lot of you may know Robert from his hits that he had in the 80s, like Every Kind of People, Best of Both Worlds, Bad Case of Loving You, Johnny and Mary, Looking for Clues, You Are in My System, of course, Addicted to Love and Simply Irresistible. But Sneakin' Through the Alley with Sally came out in 1974 and features Little Feat's Lil George and the Meters. The original song was sung by Lee Dorsey and was included on his 1971 album, Yes We Can. Ringo Starr actually covered Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley on his 1977 album, Ringo the Fourth. Anyhow, I'm happy to be back at KXFM. This takeover helps support nonprofit KXFM, play awesome music, helps community businesses, nonprofits, and organizations, keeps the community informed on hot topics, updates on news and locally and nationally, emergency services and updates. You can donate over the phone by calling 949-715-4859, or you can go to their website, which is kxfmradio.org, and I guess you can look up my name somehow or another, or just donate to them. They do a great thing here. The next song we have is going to be Harry Nilsson, and you might know him from songs like Lime in the Coconut or the theme song from Everybody's Talking from Midnight Cowboy. This song is called Jump Into the Fire, and it was done in 1971 on his seventh studio album. It's the second single off that album. A little interesting factoid about Harry Nilsson is that he was quite close buddies with John Lennon, and if anyone knows about John Lennon's Lost Weekend, he left England and went to L.A. for a couple years, 1973 to 1975, and just partied his butt off. And basically, Harry Nilsson was his drinking and party buddy. So that's just kind of a little snippet of information. But anyway, here comes Harry Nilsson and Jump Into the Fire.
We'll be right back.
All right. I love that song. You know, one thing about these songs is I have almost all of these on vinyl records. And for those of you who collect vinyl or grew up with vinyl, just looking at the record cover and looking at the art and the just studying them was just such a huge part of the experience of also listening to the music. And this song, that song, was on the second side, side two. And it was the fourth song on the second side. It was also a big FM radio staple through the early 70s and was playing quite a bit. Anyway, so that was Harry Nilsson, Jump Into the Fire. Now we're going to move on to a little Loggins and Messina, who you'd think of kind of as more mellow, but they actually have a pretty jammy song called Angry Eyes. This was this final track of their second album, which came out in 1972. And it's kind of truly indicative of early 70s jams, and including having a flute solo, because you just don't hear a good flute solo anymore in any rock music. Anyway, it really reminds me of being a kid here in Laguna, and here it is. We'll be right back.
you could be if you could shoot at me with those angry eyes. You and I must stop to realize blindness binds us together in a false disguise. Can you see me through those angry eyes?
Well, that's quite a different kind of tune for Kenny Loggins, that you may know him from Footloose, but that was Loggins and Messina. And so I'm back. This is KR on KXFM, and I'm playing some really long, jammy songs today here in the beautiful studio in Laguna. Just a reminder that we are here, though, to support nonprofit KXFM, who play the most awesome music and also are a good community information source. In the past, when we've had fires in town or power outages, they've been on the story and keeping you up to date minute by minute on where you can go, what you can do, what's happening. So always tune in if you have some information you need about what's happening in town. Besides that, you can donate today by going online to kxfmradio.org, or you can call 949-715-4859, or you can text TAKEOVER to 949-715-5936. Coming up now, we're going to do Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a song called Dark Star, not the Grateful Dead song. We'll save that for another show. But this is Dark Star, and it's off their album called titled CSN. It's their fifth album, and it came out in 1977.
Dark star, I see you in
the mark on it. Dark star, sleeping next to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me. Dark star.
Dark Star by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, otherwise known as CSN. Got that lyric, may the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me. What a great lyric. I want to give thanks out to Karen Windler and James Keenan for donating, and say hi to all those that are listening in the San Francisco Bay Area, Costa Rica, Paso, San Diego, Cayucas, Tennessee, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, Seattle, New York, Alabama. Hope you all are doing well and having fun listening to some of these songs. We're going to go next into Allman Brothers Band, a very long song called In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. Most of you probably have heard it many times. It's a gorgeous song. This is the version off Eat a Peach. There's so much to say about this album. So much happened with this band between the couple of years that they recorded it and then released it. Just short was, you know, they were, drug use was becoming a really big problem with the band back then, and at least one member went to rehab. And then the lead slide guitarist, Duane Allman, was killed in a motorcycle accident. And it just kind of went on and on and on, but with some bad luck happening with this band. But they got one of the best albums, in my opinion, ever out. This song in particular was first on the Idlewild South album in 1970, but this one is a live version. And here it is.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
it. That was In Memory of Elizabeth Reed by the Allman Brothers off Eat a Peach. And a little trivia here is that legend or rumor maybe has it that that song was written by Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers about a woman that he was involved with who was actually Boz Scaggs' girlfriend. And to cloak her identity, he named the song in after Elizabeth Reed, which was a headstone in the cemetery where the band used to meet and hang out and write songs. I don't know if it's true, but it's a nice story. Anyway, back here at KXFM, please donate if you can. These people are great. They're doing a great thing for our community and our hamlet of Laguna. They yearly go do the Oak Street Halloween party down there. They give out candy. They do a costume party. They play music. They cover our city council elections. They do a radio camp for kids 2 weeks during the summer where the kids can actually get on air and learn how to use the equipment. They just pretty much stay on top of anything that's going on in our community. So you can look at what they're posting online, on social media, listen to them on the air. They play great music as well, so definitely make sure you're listening to that. Anyway, next up, I'm going to play a song by The Band, and it's one of my favorite band songs called Don't Do It. It's off the Rock of Ages album, Live at the Academy of Music in New York. It was recorded in 1971. The album was actually released in 72. And it's actually a cover song, which I just found out when I was doing a little research today, of a Marvin Gaye song called Baby, Don't You Do It. Anyway, here is The Band, Don't Do It.
Kate was loving you too much. Didn't you know?
Don't do it. Don't you do it. Anyway, I love that song. If you like the band or if you're interested in learning more about the band, I would highly suggest you watch the documentary film by Martin Scorsese called The Last Waltz, which was filmed on Thanksgiving Day in 76. Yeah, 76 at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Not only does the band host it, but they host a number of special music guests that you will probably know, like Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Neil Diamond, Emmylou Harris, Dr. John, Joni Mitchell, Van Morrison, Ringo Starr, Muddy Waters, Ronnie Wood, Neil Young, Paul Butterfield, and many others. It's an amazing movie. You should definitely stream it on your favorite streaming service. This is going to be my last little speak up before we go into our last song about donating to KXFM and how great these guys are. I'm going to give you the numbers again. Please call 949-715-4859, or you can text the word TAKEOVER to 949-715-5936, or you can donate online at kxfmradio.org. Please do help keep them alive. They continue to do great things in this town. So the next song I'm going to play, last and final song I'm going to play, is one of my favorites by Richie Havens, called Here Comes the Sun, which is obviously a song that was written by George Harrison of the Beatles. But this is a great live performance that he did. And it's on the album called Live at the Cellar Door. The actual album was released in 1990, but it was recorded in 1970. And I believe if it was actually recorded at the Cellar Door, then that was a lot of different musicians have recorded albums and songs there back in the day. And it was a tiny little club of about 163 seat capacity. So it was a really intimate experience to see some of these great artists that played there. Anyway, here we go with Richie Havens, Here Comes the Sun. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
darling. It's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It seems like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's all right.